Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So today we want to talk a little bit about debt and farming, two things that, well, kind of go hand in hand in some respects.
Well, there was a report that was released earlier this month by the Federal Reserve of Kansas City, their Main Street Economy report. And this one was about debt in the agriculture sector, in farming. And basically what they were saying was that farmers are, in the last 4 or 5 years, have been taking on large amounts of debt, again, similar to what they were in the 1970s, leading up to the farm crisis.
And that crisis was early 80s, wasn't it?
When, 81, 82, around there.
So what's precipitating this? I mean, obviously there's a lot of good collateral because land prices are high.
Right.
And commodity prices have been relatively high.
Those are two of the big factors. There's just been a lot of the debt, they said, actually this time around has to do with real estate, which is a little different from last time. And it's not as widespread as it was last time. It's more concentrated amongst farmers, large-scale farmers, making sales of more than $1 million, more concentrated in crop farming and older farmers. And so a lot of this has to do with the high commodity prices, the high land prices, and also the really low interest rates that we've been having.
So is there any sort of, should we be cautious about this situation in any way? Does this spell potential trouble down the road? Is that something that this data is sort of pointing to? Or?
Well, what they were saying was it's probably not going to be the widespread crisis that it was back in the 80s. But if anything changes, it's kind of a delicate balance right now with low interest rates and high prices. If anything changes to either of those, it could be a serious problem for certain groups of farmers. They found especially livestock farmers who haven't been enjoying the high prices that crop farmers have been having. They could see real problems if there's a sharp drop in income or if there's a sharp increase in interest rates. And also especially younger farmers, they were looking at farmers under 35 or, you know, young farmers, starter farmers, they're also in a serious amount of debt, and any change in the balance right now could be a big problem.
Right, and that's just because they don't have the wealth built to sort of provide that safety net.
They don't have the wealth built, and there's just such a high cost of entry to farming. You know, you have to buy all this capital equipment. It's really expensive to get started.
Right. And I think that there are some concerns on the horizon for interest rates starting to creep up with just general inflation. So it is something to be keeping an eye on. Well, thank you, Marnie, for that update. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be on same time next week.